Namaskar. Hello and welcome to Peer Guru's channel. I'm your host, Sri Iyer. Joining me is Sumit Peer as we discuss what is happening in Aam Aadmi Party. Let's welcome Sumit Peer ji. Sumit ji, Ram Ram, Radhe Radhe, Namaskar, how are you?
Jai Sri Ram, Radhe Radhe, all good and fine, sir. Very grip of Lord Mahakal and your Ashirvad, sir.
Sumit ji, today the AAP is in campaign mode. What is interesting is suddenly a new face has emerged of the party and all the old comfortable faces that the Janata used to be used to are all missing. No Atishi, no Gopal Rai, these are the ones that are still out. So what is going on?
Sir, in the name of Bhagwan Sri Ganesh, I'll assume the Sri Ganesh of this vlog. In fact, if we look at the turn of events, it is happening quite on the predicted lines. This is what we have been predicting on P Guru channel. And it is exactly playing to that. We have been saying that, look, there is a problem within Aam Aadmi Party. It is basically resting on one pillar, that is Arvind Kejriwal, because he has projected himself as the man. His aura is on sales. In a way, his aura sells to the people. It is about Kejriwal, and Kejriwal's image of that Kattar Imandar. And with every passing day, you have to appreciate whoever is behind it. You know, at the right point of time, he goes to jail. And before the elections, Kejriwal's heart at going to the jail. And, you know, when we go to the TV debates, we have this, these people use this cameo, the background. The background has AAP and there is one picture of Arvind Kejriwal behind the bars. And they tell the people will go more crazy. People will go gaga. The Delhi will be on the roads. Whole India, there will be a tsunami. It will be another Nirbhaya movement. It will be another Anna Hazare movement. And people say, hey, bhaiya, kya kar diya? And it will all create a tsunami and Kejriwal will become a hero. But if you see exactly the turn of events, what is happening on the ground is that with every passing day, people are deserting AAP Aadmi's camp. Karyakartas are deserting them, supporters are deserting them. And within the Aam Aadmi Party also, there's a lot of undercurrents which are happening right now. For example, yesterday, Shriman Kejriwal ji was given a good fatkar by the Honorable High Court of Delhi. He said, there are around 2 lakh kids who have not got their books, copies, pencils in the MCD schools, which were supposed to get. Now, the court said, do you think it is our job to kind of give these copies and pens to the kids? He said, no, there is an elected government. And when they ask the government, what does the government say? They say, we are not able to do it because we are not able to get the authorization. Why you are not able to get the authorization? Because, sir, our Chief Minister Saab is in jail. So that is why we are not going to get the authorization. If you recollect, Sri sir, our shorts and our short videos, which we put on the channel, which get a good traction by the grace of God, we have been highlighting this point. How long can Kejriwal be the CM of Delhi if he cannot sign anything, cannot talk to anybody, he has to be through a phone? How can you give him the files and how can he be running the Delhi state government? And how can you run a chief minister's office from Tihar jail? Well, that is not possible. Now, the court said, you are most arrogant, you are most power greedy, and you are the most useless people would have seen. How are you sticking to the power? You don't have any shame and you are coming to the court and saying we cannot do the work of a chief minister because the chief minister is in jail, yet he wants to be the chief minister. Now, which puts one more thing into the question mark. When Manish Sisodia got to jail, Kejriwal told him to resign. When Saurabh, what is his name?
Satyendra Jain.
No, another guy. Saurabh, I slipped his surname. The guy who's usually seen with Atishi. Saurabh Bhardwaj. When Saurabh Bhardwaj got some investigation, Kejriwal asked him to resign. Satyendra Jain was asked to resign. Manish Sisodia was asked to resign. Everybody who went to jail was asked to resign. Now the question here is, when Kejriwal is going to jail, why he is not resigning? Are bhai, you are saying that if you are a minister, you are going to jail, you must resign. You must resign. You must resign. You must resign. Now when you are in jail, and yesterday the Honorable High Court has come, you know, blazing guns on you. You are saying you are shameless, you are sticking to power, you are arrogant, you are selfish. Now, what more can you say? I mean, they can't, you know, go out and say, I will tear you apart. That is not what the courts say, except a one. So, now what else can the court say? So, which proves that the point we have been trying to make, that Arvind Kejriwal cannot run Aam Aadmi Party from the jail. Arvind Kejriwal's love with power is not going to last long, because now there is a very subtle precedence. The precedence is from the court. And there is evidence that the MCD schools are suffering because you're not able to provide them what is in the budget. And the people of Delhi, the taxpayers of India, have already provided for that. why the money of the taxpayer as form in form of books, copies and pencils is not reaching the kids, because you, Mr. Kejriwal, are in jail. And you are so shameless that you don't want to leave the seat chair of the CM. Now, that was a big blow to Aam Aadmi Party. And you know, incidentally, his remand got extended, sir, two days back or three days back. And nobody covered it. The remand got extended, nobody covered it. I think they took our suggestion. We have been always making one suggestion on P. Guru Channel, and I have been making on TV. Why are you walking into Kejriwal's trap? Every day he is throwing some breadcrumbs and you are exactly grabbing to it, and he wants free publicity. But then you had Mrs. Kejriwal coming and talking or something. You have someone more later coming and talking. You know, they keep on talking some crap here and there. Because what was the media strategy of Kejriwal is every day create a small tamasha, get the media, get free publicity. Now, after we've been hammering this thought, and few other people, of course, now the logic has stuck with the people's mind. If you see, there is no coverage of Kejriwal in the media. In the audiovisual media, in the TV and all, you will see there's no covering of Kejriwal. Only it comes in the news portals. What happened? So his remand gets extended, no big deal. Yesterday, he literally gets a fatkar from the court, no big deal. And after yesterday, I think there's a precedence from LG, Mr. Saxena, LG Saab, now to act. And Mr. Amit Shah can also take cognizance from what the Honorable Court has said. And when court is clearly saying you cannot discharge your duties being in a prison, and your government and your ministers are admitting that, that is a very short thing, Sri sir, that you have to resign, right? I think he, even you remember what happened was Saurabh Bhardwaj was made minister for some time. And, you know, at that point of time, what happened is that, there was a Supreme Court decision which was in favor of them. They started threatening the chief secretary and all. They moved some files in the night from the secretariat and CM's office. And when that decision was reversed by the government of India, then immediately he took Saurabh Bhardwaj out as a minister. He was a minister for some time, then he was not minister again. So that is the reason why he asked Saurabh Bhardwaj to move out of the thing. That is the point I'm trying to make. Now, if you look at Manish Sisodia, if you look at Satinder Jain, if you look at all others who have gone to the jail, you asked him to resign, but he doesn't resign. So after yesterday's High Court verdict, it is very clear that if Modi government wants, and if the Lieutenant Governor Saab wants, they have a very sure, solid case for them to act and call it a day. This point number one. Today, Sarji had a plea in the in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, again, the logic which he went was not for bail. Here, the logic is different. When he went to the Rose Avenue Court, he was for bail. Then he had to go to a double gen bench, which he did not go. Now he tried to challenge it in the High Court, where he said my arrest is illegal and it is not as per the grounds. So it got quashed from the High Court. Now he went to the Supreme Court. He's not going for bail. He's saying that what my arrest is done, that is illegal and that should not have been done in the first place. Because what his pretext is, I am the Chief Minister of Delhi. How can you arrest the Chief Minister of Delhi? So what happened today in the Honorable Supreme Court? First of all, ED said, look, 170 phones were destroyed and money trail was destroyed by 36 people who are accused in the case. So it is on record, and it is in the, in the noting of the court, that 170 phones have got destroyed. We were thinking at 10 or 20 phones, but it's 170 phones. 36 people and all the money trail has been kind of destroyed. Now, here point, the court said, like, look, what was the reason from Aam Aadmi Party to do this scam? Obviously, the ED said the idea was to generate money. So in the present context, you could not be given a money. So you had to tweak this liquor policy in a way. You create a lot of margin for the wholesaler. And that margin which is created, he can push back. You can pull something out of that and give it back to you. So the tweak of the policy was done to make money. And Kejriwal, what ED always says, is the kingpin of the scam. He orchestrated the scheme. He thought of the plan. He managed all the things. He had discussions, negotiations. So he may have not signed the file, but he was the person who completely orchestrated the whole scam. Now, after this revelation, they said, look, we cannot let this person go. And he's the person who is directly involved in the scam. Now, there are no reasons for somebody to destroy 170 phones. And some of the people have already turned up to us. And in the meanwhile, there's one more development. People have started questioning my good friend. You will wonder who. My good friend, our good friend, Raghav Chadda. Where is Raghav Chadda? The physiotherapy of eyes is going in London. He's not coming back. Some people even say that he has given an offer to the government of India that I am ready to say everything. I am ready to give you every proof if I get immunity. That is what some sources have to claim. I don't know how far it is true or not. This is source-based information. But definitely Raghav Chadha is missing. And because if he was in India, he would be in jail. And Srisan, remember, I told you the day he went to London that it is because of this he is going to London, because he knows his number is next. Suddenly, Achi is kind of low-key. Saurabh Bhardwaj is low-key. Gopal Rai and all are low-key.
Viewers, I think this guy is involved in the Jal Board scam, which is 23,000 crores or something like that. Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, there are 7 or 8 scams in all, which we know right now. There might be more. But Jal Board, what the people are claiming is around 23,000 crores. It's a big scam. And you know, for last so many years, Jal Board's accounts have not been audited. When the audit will happen, the scam might be much bigger. So even people, some sources tell us that you don't know what is inside the Sheesh Mahal. There might be something which is hidden inside the Sheesh Mahal or buried inside the Sheesh Mahal. So I don't know when ED is going. Maybe ED has to duck up the Sheesh Mahal or break a few walls and, you know, few of those false ceilings to find if something is not hidden there. I mean, a lot of sources are now indicating that there is a strong possibility what is happening there. Now, the point here is that Raghav Chadha is not coming back, right? And Raghav Chadha is not coming back. Is he turning a approver? Has he given the evidence or has he not given the evidence? And let me tell you another thing. Let's not forget, there was one young leader of Aam Aadmi Party. That leader was trying to escape through Siliguri corridor to China. I reported you that. Soon you will know the name of the young dynamic leader. And there is one more young dynamic leader who is in London. So all the young and dynamic leaders of Aam Aadmi Party are finding ways and means to oppose. Now, who is going to the rallies? Mrs. Kejriwal. And in every rally, there are 2 seats which are kept empty. One for Mr. Soren and one for Mr. Kejriwal. But if you look at what is the outcome of the rallies and how do we look at the phase 2 of the elections, it's not looking to be a good news for the India Alliance at all. And what our apprehension was, Shrisa, that a lot of people who are hardcore voters of the India Alliance are not coming out to vote because they don't see any chance these guys are going to make it anyway. So whatever the low voter turnout we see is primarily because of these people who were supposed to be the voters of the India Alliance are not coming out. It's a lot of heat out there. So why to burn yourself at 40 through 43 when your party has no chance of making it? And I'm telling you, if you look at the mood of the Delhi, if you look at the pulse of Delhi, that aura of Kejriwal is shattered. It is dismantled now. Now his core voters are shaken. His party is imploding. And remember, one of the ministers who left his party, he left his ministership. He even resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party saying that, you know, this party is full of corruption, Mr. Anand. So after Anand's resignation, a lot of MLAs are contemplating to leave. And by the way, Bhagwant Mann ji, as usual, is silent. Punjab is as usual silent. There are a lot of undercurrents which are happening in Punjab as well. So we have to wait and watch. And you will see, sir, by fifth phase, things will be almost settled. You will see big time developments happening in Punjab and you will see big time developments happening in Aam Delhi. So a lot of people are waiting for these 3 more phases to go. Phase number 3, phase number 4, and phase number 5. By fifth phase, you already know where the election is because everybody has a mechanism of counting. Though there are no exit polls, we cannot talk about exit polls and all. I know that. But by the time people have already their own mechanisms of counting and they know how the elections is going to look like. The thing is that MLAs want to leave the party. Leaders don't want to be seen with Kejriwal. So who is right defending the Aam Aadmi Party right now is Mrs. Kejriwal. So Sunita ji is all alone. She's trying her best to keep the party together. And as I had predicted, that Kejriwal is not going to come out for a lot of months. And this is only one scam. Remember, NIA is investigating Pannu scam, which is still going to happen. So NIA might have a breakthrough there. And the Jal Board and all, there's still so many scams. You have Jal Board, you have DTC Gotala, you have this Molla Clinic, you have schools, you have Waqf Board, and you have Sharab Gotala, and you have 1 or 2 scams which are coming out on the surface. There at least, and Pannu is 7th, and there are around 6 scams which we know about, alleged scams which we know about, which are going to hit them. In such a scenario, when there's a multi-party investigation, you know, first it is the CBI, then it is the ED, then it is the NIA, then maybe Economic Offences Wing might come in, things like that. So it's going to be a long haul for Mr. Kejriwal. The aura is dying. Party is disintegrating, sir. the concept of Kejriwal being Kattar Imandar is gone. People are now talking within Delhi circles. Why Kejriwal is not resigning? Everybody in the political circle is talking one thing. Even the Karyakartas are talking why Kejriwal is not resigning. Because that means the party, he wants to hold to the power come what may. And even if I tell you, when Mrs. Kejriwal takes the power, she won't be able to do what Kejriwal can do. Because that aura, that plethora of lies, that mountain of lies has got dismantled. And you call it the election engineering, you call it the politics of the day or whatever you call it. I think somebody got the timing completely right. And today, the point which came up with the Honorable Court was, this man has skipped 9 summons. You know, Sri sir, we've been always talking about him skipping the summons. Now the courts are very clear. Bhai, this man has skipped 9 summons. How can you trust him for anything? What are you saying? His arrest is illegal. He never joined. He was evasive. He was confronted with evidence. He has been always talking here and there. And suddenly, I don't know what happened to the blood sugar level and hypertension of Kejriwal. I don't know what are they containing it. I had a very easy suggestion, you know, regarding the food of Mr. Kejriwal. There were a lot of people who will argue, oh, glucometric index of mango is this. Sugar has this much glucometric index. Oh, sweets were sugar free. I always argued, I said, there are a lot of hospitals in Delhi which are giving food to those, few 100,000 patients who are admitted or one that they care in various ICUs or wards and all. Why can't one of the hospitals like AIIMS or one of the hospitals like Medanta, why don't they send the food for Kejriwal rather than food coming from the home? That way, you will know the food is completely balanced. The food is very safe and the food is as per the medical standards. That is what we should do with the Kejriwal. So this idea seems to be resonating with the government. And I believe, as per some sources, this might happen soon. So the food coming from home might stop. And one of the reputed institutions like AIIMS or, you know, Fortis or Max or any of those guys who are very, they will be sending a 100% balanced meal for Mr. Kejriwal. So even the ploy which he was trying to do on medical grounds, he wants to come out and all, is shattered. Another thing which also got shattered, which you will be surprised to know, you remember Atishi Ji was coming and saying, "Are they are trying to poison the Kejriwal, they are trying to poison the Kejriwal." I don't know what happened after that. She never spoke after that about the media. Is it that she has lost the interest, or is it some pressure which is building up somewhere? You know what I mean? Nowadays, there are a lot of people whose deals are getting uncovered by ED every day. So has something come out which is keeping Atishi away from the limelight of the press? Has something come out which is keeping Saurabh Bhardwaj out of the press? I'm telling you, Sri sir, this man has messed up the lives of all these young people. And let me tell you, all these people were never crooks. They were not con men. Even if you look at Saurabh Bhardwaj, Atishi and all, they were not. They were normal people. But after joining this party, kehta na koiles ko dekhe koila rang pakadta hai. He is literally kehta Hindi mein kehte apne rang mein rangna. Now all of them have got their haath, paon, naak, kaan somewhere involved in the game, and these all people from normal citizens are now in the radar of ED, CBI, Economic Offence Wing, NIA for this date and all. And let me tell you one more thing, sir, before I hand over to you. Give me 1 second, Adara. Sirji. There is one young, dynamic leader of Aam Aadmi Party. He spoke to Mr. Pannu. I have been telling you, I'm not telling you, I was telling you for the last 3 months. He spoke to Mr. Pannu, and before this Kejriwal fiasco, I told you. And I know NIA has the recording of that. So that young, dynamic leader of Aam Aadmi Party, oh my God, he is getting anxiety. He is getting panic attacks now. And I want to make sure that the news travels. Bhai, teri recording hai wahan pe. You spoke to Pannu, na, Uncle Pannu. And you never did his work. By the way, you took his money and didn't work his work. So Pannu made a video to again push you into the docks. So now look at the apathy of the guys. So NIA has the call recording and Pannu has issued a video. Now if you join the two, it's a double whammy. You literally can't run away from that. So people are in real trouble in the Aam Aadmi Party, sir. I think this party is over. It's a matter of time you will see Delhi government will be over, and it's a matter of time you will see even the Punjab, you will see some dramatic events happening. I don't think Bhagwan Manji is trying to hold the flock together. He's letting the flock disintegrate so that he can get an exit route also for himself. As what to do, people and I, what to do, sir, I have to resign. That is the apathy, because nobody wants ED, CBI and NIA to be knocking their doors. Nobody wants that. And Mr. Kejriwal always thought he will not sign anything. he's the smartest person on earth. Whatever you learned in as an IRS officer, Mr. Kejriwal, that has not helped. It is not about who signs the file. You know, who are the beneficiaries? Who orchestrated it? Who did it? So it's not about signing the file or not signing the file. And let me tell you, you all this, you did a plan, you tried to pull a quick one today in the court. You said, oh, you know, because I am being kept in the jail because of the elections. Now, the ED and the court said observation, elections are free and fair in India. Now you say if one leader is kept in the jail, that will impact the elections, right? Now what about those people who are in jail? That is why you can even contest election from a jail. If you have the aura, if you have the reach, you can even contest election from the jail. So keeping you in a jail or arresting you is not to impact the elections, and you cannot question the free and fairness of the elections of India. So that is even validated by the Honorable Supreme Court today. Elections are free and fair. And by the way, that VVPAT issue is also put down the drain yesterday. The court said there's no need for that. We cannot interfere in that. Let's not create fiascos. So now if the court is saying election is free and fair, VVPAT is not an issue. Now, what is Kejriwal and party going to talk about it? And what is the United States of America, United Nations and Germany going to talk about it? That is something which is baffling me in my mind. So they have to invent something new. And Rahul Gandhi is very, very desperate to find that new reason. So EVM is gone. Free and fair election is happening. You being jail is not impacted. Doesn't impact the election. That is why constitution has a provision that even if you're a jail, you can contest. So that nobody's landed, kept in the jail, not to keep him away from the elections. And if election system is not so weak that one leader is in jail of Kejriwal's stature and the election will become, you know, crooked and managed and manipulated, well, that is not going to happen. So this is a very, very clear notion. So what I am seeing, if you look at last 3 days, Srisar, Aam Aadmi Party is getting hit at multiple levels. It's not a one salvo. They're getting hit at multiple levels. Over to you.
So I just wanted to tell you a personal experience. Sumiji, do you know the Starbucks that is there in Connaught Circus, Connaught Place? There's one right. Starbucks, right? Very difficult to get parking there. If you're having a car, very difficult to get parking there. But I happened to be close to that place and I had set up a couple of meetings. This was about 5 years ago, Sumiji. 5 years ago, 2019. I had set up meetings with a couple of people and this was like one meeting here, there was a small gap and then another meeting was going to start. I finished the first meeting, then I was sitting there and the place was full. So, teenage girl, like probably finishing up college, comes and sits in front of me. And then I just ask her, what are you doing? Oh, I'm interning. Who are you interning? I said, well, I'm interning for a political party. Which one? Aam Aadmi Party. I happen to have my book, The Rise and Fall of AAP. I take it out. And I showed it to her. Do you know where this thing started? And it's already done. Why are you wasting your time with this party? The thing was, that girl, she just read it for some few minutes and then she's back again. They have been coached so well. If somebody says like this, counter like this. If somebody says like this, counter like this. Oh my God. I said, you know, you have been completely brainwashed. And I said, this guy is the biggest con man that you'll ever come across. Unfortunately, these are the foot soldiers now who probably don't know what to do.
And sir, you make a brilliant point here. These people are caught into this. Now, these people may not be bad guys. You know, these people may not be bad. They might not be into all this. They were lured by this AAP. They were lured by this politics or revolution and all that. When they got into it, now they have become murkier now. They have mud all on their clothes. And this is exactly what is worrying them. Now they are caught in a catch-22 situation. They can't leave. They can't go. And this man has under a systematic plan, got everybody involved into the scam. Everybody's footprint is somewhere. Everybody's in the part of the game. And some people even told me, one source told me, that how did it used to go? I think he told me that a meetings used to happen at his own house or his designated place. What will he do? He will call somebody. And he'll say, paisa mil gaya. Has it happened and all that? He'll say, sir, wo aa raha hai. Whatever. They will talk. Then there will be a recording apparatus, which will be already there. He will get his voice cut. You know, when he will do the recording, he will cut his voice. So only what will be left will be, if I'm talking to you, my talk will be left. Your talk is gone. And I'll say, look, Srisar, this is your talk. You know, you will say, Sumit, this is your talk. Your talk does this. So, you know, kind of mend your ways. So this is, even people say that his own cadres netas were blackmailed by this. And when it is believed as per some sources, that ED has already got a hang of his laptop where all a lot of such recordings are there. So when ED is going to use them, I think that is why, you know, even if you see Sanjay Singh has started changing tones. I've been always hinting at one thing. Why is Bhagwan Manji quite silent? Why is he not talking about anything? I think Bhagwan Manji also knows he doesn't want to get into the wrong side of the law and he doesn't want to take a panga with Modi ji. Bhagwan Manji knows that, yeah, there is no point of fighting with Modi ji. I'm not going to get anything. Arvind Kejriwal was one-third CM. I'm at least the CM of a full state. Right? So, I strongly appeal. Again, I mean appealing again and again and again with folded hands. This, whatever statehood of Delhi is, it should be taken back completely. Delhi should be a union territory. It should be under the central government, because if tomorrow some powers are tweaked here and there, you could have a fiasco created in Delhi. Remember once Arvind Kejriwal told Delhi police wallas, aap vardi utaro and join me in my protest. Luckily, nobody did it. Imagine if something like this happens. You know, imagine if tomorrow suddenly DTC stops operating, metro train stops operating, taxi drivers do something. So Delhi is the political capital of India. Delhi has also a lot of strategic establishments which cannot be left to the whims and fancies of a man who says, I'm an anarchist. Who says, yeah, I'm an anarchist too. So you can't have an anarchist running the Delhi. I'm not creating any aspersions. We're not casting any aspersions. These were the talks of Mr. Kejriwal where he has been saying, quoting this. And now even if we see what I'm observing from TV debates, sir, a lot of these Aam Aadmi Prabhaktas are not coming up. And what I must admire now mainstream media for one thing, they are not giving them the footage now. Now earlier Kejriwal used to throw some breadcrumbs and they will used to catch on it and give him full day coverage discussing. Now these things are not discussed. Nobody's interested in discussing Aam Aadmi Party. That means two things. One, they feel that this is not going to come up. Second, they read through his plan. Second, they think he's not going to come up. Third thing, what they see, maybe they have run out of the money. Now, is it incidentally the party was spending 495 crores on media and publicity, on, you know, giving money to the media houses. The party does not have few lakh rupees to give copies and pencils to the kids in the school. Now, if this is not mismanagement, what is this mismanagement? And this concept of Mohalla Clinic and all is gone. Why did Raghav Chadha go to London? Why didn't he go to a Delhi government hospital? Why didn't he go to a Mohalla Clinic? And, you know, if you look at, for example, if you look at all the ministers who got COVID in Modi government, where did they go? 99.9% of them went to AIIMS. So when the cabinet ministers and the ministers of BJP who got COVID or who got some serious ailments, they were admitted to AIIMS. Why does a Raghav Chadha need to go to London for treatment? What is so special that the ministers of the central government can all go to AIIMS, to a government hospital of government of India, and get themselves treated, and the Raghav Chadha has to go to a London hospital for some eye surgery? What is so complicated about the surgery? These are the questions which are haunting everybody's mind. And with this setback in the High Court yesterday and the Supreme Court today, Sri sir, I think, you know, if you look at product life cycle, it's like this, it stagnates and it comes down. AAP was here. I think now after these two decisions, it has started coming down. The decline of the AAP has started. Kejriwal is not coming out. And let me tell you another thing, sir. How much time you have? You have 1 month for the election. You have 1 month, 10 days for the result to come, hardly. 7 days for the result to come. After the result is come and Aam Aadmi Party is left with one or three seats, which is predicted, do you think Bhagwan Mann will start listening to Arvind Kejriwal? Do you think his party and his leaders are listening to him? He's lost currency, then he's depleted currency. Now that, and next election is after 5 years. So who knows after 5 years? You will see immediately the fortunes of Arvind Kejriwal will take a topsy-turvy. They will take a U-turn on 4th or 6th of June. Whatever limited value he has is still between this month or month, 1 month, 5 days. After 1 month, 5 days, his fortunes will be going down the hill. And that will be the time when you will see even the Aam Aadmi Party will break. It is a very, very strong possibility this party will break with two-third defection. And if the two-third defection happens to the BJP, you know who is forming the new government, even in Delhi. So that is also a possibility which is going to happen there, because they are seeing, the MLAs are seeing that the top leaders are either in Pratyahar, they are on run, or they are trying to hide. So if my tallest leaders are on the run or in London or trying to hide, or literally trying to cover their back. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to do exactly what Mr. Anand did. He resigned from, I don't want to be a minister, I don't want to be MLA, I don't want to be a party member. And that is what exactly the next you will see in some time. They are just waiting for this election to happen. And I'm telling you, after the fifth phase, you will see more dramatic things happen. And after 6 June, you will see more dramatic things which will happen with the Aam Aadmi Party. And by 6 June, Arvind Kejriwal is not coming out. And another thing which is to be noted here, the courts are admitting, our ED has been able to provide substantial evidence which the courts are taking. Because if I am an ED lawyer, I go and say, look, I have here just got 174s. Court will not go by that. Court will say, bhai, evidence kya hai? So that means, which the underlying meaning here is that, you know, enforcement, ED is able to give them a substantial advice, which courts are able to admit. And courts are able to, you know, say, okay, right, this is where. And remember, in the last bail plea, the Honorable High Court, Justice Sharma told them, the evidence given by ED tells us that you are involved. She had this closing observation. And now, even if you look at the Supreme Court today, if you look at the judgment, if you look at the High Court's judgment, it is very good. The High Court was in a different issue. But if you look at the Honorable Supreme Court judgment today, that means what Justice Sharma was saying, she was right. Because the Supreme Court, when they must have, ED must have given them the evidence, when they have seen the evidence, they are kind of echoing the sentiment of Justice Sharma in the Delhi High Court. That means what we can conclude right now, the Aam Aadmi Party will say, sabut kaha hai? Where is the money? Where is the money? I mean, you don't talk like Anpats and Jahils there. Where is the money? You laundered the money. You spent the money. That was a scam. Never happened. Do I have to come and find money lying in your bedroom and then scam only happened? The money you already, that is already gone. That is burned or that is sent out of the Hawala route and all that is sent out. So it's a matter of time. ED and all are going to catch with you. And whatever, as per some sources, might be in Shish Mahal, that might also be dug out one day. So it's a matter of time. You are not going to go for anywhere. What is going to happen is, Aam Aadmi Party, what I used to always say, is a phenomenon born out of Delhi and will end in Delhi. So it is just the greed of Arvind Kejriwal, who wanted to make it a national party. He is the person who became chief minister by fluke. You know what happened, sir, in Japan when the tsunami came, some of the boats landed up on the top of those multi-storied buildings. Boats could not fly, but the tsunami came and kept them there. A boat has this illusion and dilemma or delusion that I have got wings. No, boats don't have wings. There was a tsunami called Anna Hazare, which put Kejriwal on the, which pulled Kejriwal to become a chief minister. And he is quite smart to manipulate a lot of people. He did that. But if he thinks he's Modi, if he thinks he's near to Modi, or now he can become the Prime Minister of India, well, that day is never going to happen. And if you look at how desperate Rahul Gandhi has become nowadays, and what all theatrics and dramas he's pulling, now, I am seeing that in the India alliance, there is this hatasha and nirasha, and they have started up giving up. And incidentally, I wanted to bring one more point on three gurus. There was one thing very interesting what happened yesterday. Hargit ji is suddenly asking time for Modi ji. Sir, I want to meet you and explain you my manifesto. I said, hey, hold on. Why are you going to explain your manifesto to your prime opponent, which is Prime Minister Modi? Anyway, Modi ji will never ever vote for you, even as a citizen. So what is the point of explaining to him? You should explain your manifesto to whom? To the public. Explain it to me. Now, Mr. Hemant Biswas Sharma yesterday said, look, the manifesto is clear. It's in Hindi, it's in English. Prime Minister Modi understands Hindi and English both. And even it's in Assamese, even we and locals can understand. So why are you going to Prime Minister Modi? You should come to us and explain it. What my sources tell me that Kharge ji wants to meet Modi ji, you know for what? He's really scared. He's really rattled now. He knows election is not going to win. He knows Rahul Gandhi is treading a very, very dangerous line. He is very, very worried. He is worried about his personal fortune, about the fortune of all the rishis of, Congress. For example, people say he's worth 5,000 crores. That's what the sources say. And D.K. Shivakumar declared assets of 1,400 plus crores. So they are fearing that something might happen and all those must get in a jeopardy. Either the government might confiscate it or Rahul Gandhi, if comes to power, might redistribute it. So he wants to go to Mr. Modi and cut a deal for himself. Look, Modi ji, this is what I can do. This I'm going to do, sir. Let me go, sir. You keep 400 par and I want to go out Desh ke par. I want to go Desh ke par. That is the deal what they are possibly trying to cut with Prime Minister Modi. This is very, very ironic. This is very laughable. Why do you want to meet your prime opponent and explain him your manifesto? Bhai, manifesto, go and explain it to the people, na? Why to Modi? What has Modi got to do with your manifesto? Right? And even if you try to explain him, why should he listen to you? He will still puncture holes into it. That is what his job is. He is looking for an excuse to meet Prime Minister Modi, sir. This is what is the buzzword in the Delhi political circles. He is looking at an excuse. He has something to offer to Prime Minister Modi to cut a deal. Now, has Raghav Chadha also offered? Is he also willing to meet Prime Minister Modi or Amit Shah? I don't know. Is he willing to meet Mr. Ajit Doval? I don't know. And it is very difficult to track Ajit Doval at any given day. You don't know where he is. Nobody even knows where he is in India. And in India, where is he? And if he's somewhere in the world, where in the world he is? So Ajit Doval is like the phantom. It's like what, you know, we used to have those comics of phantom. It was the ghost who used to walk. It's like a phantom. So you don't know where he is and what is he doing. So who is trying to cut deals with whom? There is some, I am seeing some interesting spice, which is going to shape up by fourth, fifth round, sir. That is my take on it. So from this side, from that side, because what I see, the election has gone out of their hands. They don't know what to do. They are running hatter scatter, and they cannot now risk their political fortunes and future with a Kejriwal and Rahul Gandhi. Both of these people have to kiss goodbye to politics and find some other profession. And I think both of them can do acting very well. And both of them are good actors. They can really pursue a career in acting. I don't think they're good at anything else. So that is what is happening broadly. You wanted to make a point, sir.
Couple of things. I think what you omitted from saying is a four-letter word that is usually put in front of scared. And the said four-letter word is also put in conjunction with the rotating mechanism that you have fixed on the ceiling of a room. So you the event that's going to cause all this, it is believed, is that after the 4th of June, you know, the National Herald case is the one that is going to break open the whole tijori, in the sense that it's a criminal case. And for far too long, they have been given a leeway. And I think that is going to spill. The 2G scam is also probably going to be unleashed. So what happens after that is, see, you have the big crooks, and then you have all these smaller crooks, you know, hiding under the big crook. And when that big crook is taken away, all these guys also, the next level, next layer of defense. Why do you think Shashi Tharoor, who left, who lost out in that race for General Secretary of UN, suddenly lands in India and becomes a minister? The story comes, the story goes that he was aware of what the all food for oil scam took place with Natwar Singh as a foreign minister. And who was the beneficiary there? The Gandhi family. Looks like he has some evidence. So he must have said, you don't, you know, I've got all this evidence. That's how suddenly he became a minister. And then he tried to build his own satrap, tried to become his own sweat equity, built through this girl. Poor girl is no more. And, you know, these guys are ruthless. But all these smaller umbrellas also will start seeing the heat now. I think this is what is the thing that's really scaring them. The writing is on the wall. People have become jagrut. Definitely, people have become awake.
And
whatever the Congress spins, people are not willing to listen to them. Over to you. We'll just take a few questions, if you don't mind, because you have a lot of questions to go.
Sure. I'll just end. You know, yesterday I casted my vote, and, you know, it was around, I was there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you will not believe me, I could not find parking up to 3 streets. And it's a big school where my booth was, where I was supposed to cast the vote. It was all full. And I can tell you, it was all Saffron. It was all BJP. And looking at the Lehar, you know, if my booth is the microcosm of the voting pattern of India, or my polling station, I can tell you it's Charsupar. I could not, the Congress camps and the Samajwadi and all were deserted. There was nobody there. It was all the way BJP. Because I, for the first time, I could see people, you know, I've been appealing one thing, and I think a lot of people, I have to thank them. I met a couple of our viewers, by the way. I met a couple of our viewers in the booth, and they were very happy and all. I'll share the pictures. I have some pictures with me. So they were very happy to see us and all that. The good thing they told is, they said that, you know, the first thing in the morning we want to do is to cast our vote. Uske baad chai, nashta, khana, peena baad mein. First thing, get up, get ready, cast your vote. So that is why in the morning I reached there at around 8:30. It was all jam-packed. I didn't expect everybody to be there at 8:30. It was all jam-packed. I thought I might leave because I realized I'm late. People have been reaching since the time the polling started. That kind of enthusiasm, what I see in the people, sir. Congress is up for major, major, major surprises. So is the people like Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, and BSP. If you think you are going to make fools of people and they'll keep on voting for you on the some theatrics and drama and illusions you create and optics you create, well, that is not working on the ground. What Sri sir rightly said, Jagrup. People have become completely aware. They're literate. They're aware. Their mindset tuned. And trust me, is that we have sold around 1.5 billion smartphones now. Anything you say and do, next second, it hits 1.5 billion phones. And when it hits 1.5 billion phones, no amount of political jumlebazi, no amount of rallying, no amount of jute, such and these press conferences, these emotional appeases will do well, because people have already made up their mind. People are not listening to your speech and making up their mind. People have already made up their mind. So I'm seeing a pattern shift in the elections. Earlier it was, ki bhai, what have you to offer? Batao. I'll make up my mind. Now my mind is already done. I have decided around 2 years back or 3 years back where I'm going to vote. With every day, that belief is strengthening. So Mr. Gandhi and Mr. Kejriwal, if you think you can spin something here and there and turn a few tides here and there, well, the tides are made up of rock. They don't swing any longer. Namaskar.
Thank you so much, Sumitji. And now let's take a few questions from our viewers. Tushar wants to know, why is no one talking of Kumar Vishwas and Yogendra Yadav, who left the party long, long back? Maybe they have some useful info.
I think Yogendra Yadav ji tried to start his own party and the party did not work. Kumar Vishwas is loitering between here and there. But there are a lot of things which are also associated with Kumar Vishwas. You know, because when I talk to my sources and my friends, they tell me Kumar Vishwas doesn't have a clean slate. He's just trying to now move to the safer side or the greener pastures. But people are smart. They know who is up to what. And with BJP, I can tell you one thing. They will act dumb for some time, but they are not dumb. They'll act dumb for some time. For political compulsions, they might act dumb for a 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. You know, because to like in Hong Kong, you have those, what do you call this? You have those typhoon harbors or whatever you call them. So you park those ships within those harbors by the time the typhoon goes away. When the typhoon is away, you let those ships go. So BJP has a lot of typhoon harbors. They park their ego and they park their intellect for some time in some cases for the time the typhoon goes away. When the typhoon goes away, they know what to handle next. So Kumar Vishwas is not going to get anything.
You know, we have to understand how this whole thing got hijacked by Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia. See, the IAC, India Against Corruption, was a movement started by Art of Living, by Sri Sri Ji. And it started out with one protest march that was going to start at Jantar Mantar and end at the Ramlila grounds. And they wanted some, you know, good faces to address the meeting at that point of time. They made the mistake of inviting Arvind Kejriwal to come and talk there. That was his moment. And then once this thing came and he took over, suddenly, you know, there was chanda collection at the meetings. And imagine, you know, who was collecting the money? Manish Sisodia and Arvind Kejriwal. Nobody else was on the take. Nobody else had any money. So right from there, they had planned it slowly. So that's why when you ask, right, what happened to Yoya? What happened to Kumar Vishwas? These are all not, they don't have the malai. Everything was controlled there. And the problem was that, what's his name? The old man. Poor guy, he didn't realize.
Anna Hazare.
Anna Hazare. Anna had, yeah, he did not realize what was going on until it was too late. And slowly, AOL pulled out of this whole thing. RSS pulled out of this whole thing. And what was left, these guys completely took over. And then they said, this is only a movement. This is not going to be a political party. Exactly, that's what they do. Then Kejriwal says, I'm not going to be CM. I'll promise on the heads of my children that I will not become CM. That's exactly what he becomes. So everything this guy says, he does the exact opposite.
Exact opposite. Exact. Bilkul, sir. He does the exact opposite. And I think, I don't know anybody has a less. Is there anybody who has befooled people bigger or better than Kejriwal? I can't remember anybody. No, anybody, there's nobody. He's the best. In this trade, he's the best.
Yeah, one problem that BJP also has, right? See, even when Congress used to run almost every municipality, Delhi used to be run by Jansang. I'm talking about early 50s, 60s, 70s. Jansang used to be the one running, winning the municipal elections. Then Jansang became Janata Party, and then that became Bharatiya Janata Party. Problem is, by that time, these fat cats had gotten used to making money. You walk through Delhi, guys. You tell me one clean street. One clean street. Everybody is overhanging. Everybody's got piled on their house. You know, if you're supposed to leave 10 feet space between houses, it's like 2 feet. If that. I mean, it is so dangerous that sometimes you look like, you know, you're going to be run over by anything, anytime. So, all that stuff happened because somebody was willing to look the other way. Construction permits were given. All that has happened. So what happened was, when AAP came along, the Janata of Delhi was disgusted with both Congress as well as BJP. That was the opening these people got. And now these people have proven that they are just as bad as the other guys. Now what will people say is, okay, double engine will be better than, you know, going with these guys. And one other thing, sir, Sumitji, I am watching a channel by Baba Ramdas, and he covers Punjab, Haryana, and Western Uttar Pradesh. See the baat, just hits the thing right on the head. What has happened is, in Punjab, the gangsters have gotten a free hand, and it has really rattled the state of Punjab. Don't be surprised if AAP fails miserably and BJP comes back in a very strong way. We'll see. I don't have much of the on-the-ground information, like numbers and all that. But the groundswell is in favor of them. See, after all, every Sikh buys the story that they are not Hindus. So many families here. It's intercrossed. It's like this. What the hell?
Milk and water. How can you separate them?
Yeah.
So this is all bloody bullshit created by these Khalistanis and Pakistanis and gangsters and these drug peddlers. Minus that, there is no difference between a Hindu and Sikh. Where is the difference? I don't know of one. I could not even find one all my life. So this is all what they have created. That is why you see, sir, Bhagwan Mann is very shant. He's not talking anything. You see, that's being smart.
Next one, please. Arun wants to know, what's the future for Indian opposition? Can we expect an organic, genuine party to emerge in the next term? It will take time. Go ahead, sir.
It will take time. You see, it will take time. The only way now the opposition can emerge, if I can be very candid and direct and not being politically correct, you must have a bigger Hindu plank than Modi ji, and you must have a bigger development plank than Modi ji. If you come on these two things, you are in the business. If you don't have, finito. Don't waste your time. You cannot come with this sectarism, daya baya, idhar udhar, you know, beating the bush, running with the hare, hunting with the hounds, you know, this name, identity, you know, Bangla, Tamil, those all things cannot even win your state election now. Two things, bigger, better development plan than Prime Minister Modi, and bigger, better Hindutva plan than Prime Minister Modi. If you have that, bring it on. If you don't have that, and nation first, always first, no compromise on any national interest. These are the three things. If you have a better agenda, come. If you don't have, nothing.
See, look at parties like Biju Janata Dal. They are the ones, in my opinion, who might be able to stand up as a second pole around which opposition could come together. The reason that they are having problems now, BJD, is because the inner leadership of BJD, which, you know, Naveen Babu has kept an arm's distance, doesn't like the fact that he has brought in an IAS officer, and that man has given up his IAS post to join politics, and he has become the face of the party. See, what I've heard, Sumitji, is the CMO of Odisha is just as good as the PMO of Modi ji. Very efficient, very clean, very, very quick at, you know, judging, finding opportunities and, you know, moving forward with new things. This will not take, immediately you won't see the effect. It will take 4, 5, 6 years before these things start showing effect on the ground. But if the people of Odisha can sift the grain from the chaff, that's up to how they message this thing. And if they do give BJD some room, because I'm also concerned that you should not completely run with one party, and that party becomes headweight. They think they can do anything. How long is Modi going to be able to hold that stuff? So who knows who what the next person will think. So that is always the danger. So I have a feeling that parties like BJD, which have done well, even though they are in the opposition and they know how to work with the ruling party at the center, these are the people around which a new movement will emerge. It will take time, but it will happen.
It will happen. It's, you know, evolution is present continuous. But the planks on which you can do it now are these three. You cannot have a different plan. You cannot come and talk about that gold over secularism, Garibi Hatao and all. No. These are the three planks if you can talk, and there can be alternate unless and until you take these three stances, because the benchmark is now gone up. You know, those regional pity issues, identity issues, color issue, language issue, all that you cannot run now nationally. Cannot run. And anybody who ignores Hinduism and anybody who thinks of Muslim appeasement will 101% perish. Usme koi doubt nahi. Look at all the parties who have been doing Muslim appeasement. Where are they today? Muslim appeasement is a sure shot recipe for disaster today. Sure shot recipe. I will be direct here. I can mince my words and talk here and there, but I'm telling you directly, Muslim appeasement is a sure shot recipe. Look at Akhilesh. He'll not get more than 3-4 seats in UP. Look at this Tejasvi Yadav. He'll get zero. So all these parties who think we can have this Muslim appeasement and all, and if some people think that South is invincible, it's a matter of time. Another 5 years. Even South will be saffron. You can't stop it. It will be saffron. It has to be saffron. You know, I can see Tamil Nadu half saffron this time. And you can see substantial gains in Andhra, Karnataka. What is left is a bit of Telangana and Kerala. Right? So it's a matter of time. There will be an evolutionary thing for that as well. So if people get their politics wrong, there is nothing which can be done run or right about. You have to get your contents right. You have to get your story right. You know, that's how it is. And Yogiji started this bulldozer, right? Now, every new CM of BJP is competing with Yogiji. Everybody is trying to look more hardliner, as hardliner as Yogiji. Because Yogiji started this brand of politics and everybody is trying to catch up. This is the reality. You like it or not, that is what sells.
Also, viewers, there was a story about M.K. Stalin going with his family to spend vacation in Maldives till the 5th of May. That was almost 10 to 12 days. And it's caused such a furore that finally now he has decided to not go there, and instead he's going to Kodaikanal, which is inside Tamil Nadu. So you can see, even there's a problem. It's a small hillock kind of thing. And 1,500 policemen. I don't know why they need so many people to take care of this guy. If he's going to vacation, just let him go on vacation in his restaurants there. Anyway, so these things are beginning to show up. People don't have any more sympathy for these people that you are a leader, I should follow you. No. DMK cadre itself was not very enthused, I heard, to go and work for the party, to get the voter, to distribute the cash. All these things have had lots of problems this year. The amount of money exchanged also has been substantially less. So, a lot of things are happening. And viewers, do watch our shorts. Sumitji and I are putting out shorts now. 1 minute, we get to the point real quick, tell you one thing and then shut off. So, I'm going to try and get that one thing about I did about Maldives, because that's about funny money, is what I had said. That the reason DMK is going slow on the PFI and there was an attempt to try and bomb a 10th century Shiva temple. The guy had the plan, and when he was doing a dry run, trial run, it hit a speed breaker and the explosives went off, killing the driver. Okay, they keep seeing, even today they say it's a cylinder blast. But if you look at all the things that were discovered from there, NIA has, you know, that is one of the prime reasons why PFI was banned. So, here is the kya kehlata hai, PFI and DMK. That is hinted in that one minute video. I'm going to try and put it up while you take the next question, Sumitji, so that I can, sure. I think I have the thing, I'll show the video.
Sure.
Ranjit
sure.
Lala ji, bahut bahut dhanyavad aapko. Thank you so much. Karthik wants to know, sir, what's your opinion on WhatsApp almost threatening GOI that they leave Indian market if forced decryption of messages to know the source of origination?
I think my take on it is very simple. If they want to threaten, they want to leave, they will do the stupidity of first order. And they will have not to leave with WhatsApp, they have to leave with Insta and Facebook all. So India will not be rattled. India doesn't bother. If you want to leave, chalo, niklo. Go over to hell. Go leave the country. We don't need you any longer. We can create our own thing. It's a matter of time. And it is good we are not depending on US tech too
very
much.
Very afraid. What is it that... It didn't even give me a chance. Go ahead. Finish your answer. Yeah.
Okay. No, we can... So we are not afraid of US tech and all. If they want to leave, it's up to them. They want to leave, let them go. We'll not stop anybody. But if Zuckerberg leaves India as a market, his valuation will go down the drain. He's the same guy who had come in that UPA era. He went to IIT Delhi and he said, I'll give you free internet. But it was a Facebook-flavored internet. Maybe UPA or NDA tenure, but the NDA tenure, sorry. And it was NDA, it was Modi 1.0. He came in and Ravi Shankar Prasadji was the information broadcasting minister. He was said completely, no, go. We don't want your free internet. We don't want Facebook-flavored internet. He tried all his tricks. Honestly, boss, if somebody wants to exit India and want to see his valuation numbers don't go too well, that is a call you want to take. Don't threaten us. You have to comply with the national security requirements, else kiss it goodbye. That is my take on it. And you will see that will be the take of government of India. It's not I talk to somebody in PMO. No, that is the hunch. That is the mood of the country.
Now the video, please. The parties are afraid, very afraid. What is it that they are afraid of? Well, it is believed that all of them have salted money away in Maldives, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Singapore, United States. Well, the challenge is some of the most funny money, shady money, has been parked, I'm told, in the countries like Maldives, Mauritius, and Sri Lanka and Malaysia. And this is all being controlled by people who have since taken up radical Islam, PFI. Now, try arresting them when they actually hold your wealth in their hands. They're probably Binamis. I know that we have put NP Guru's many names, so you can connect the dots. This is a huge problem for DMK as well as ADMK as these results come through. I don't know what the Modi administration has in mind once they come back to power in 2024, June 4th.
Awesome.
Aditya Prakash wants to know, Jai Sri Ram, Sumitji, Sriji, why are Narasimha Rao and M.M. Singh celebrated so much with economic liberalization? Wasn't India weeks away from bankruptcy and wouldn't the changes be inevitable?
Aditya Prakashji, I kind of agree with you because at least with Prime Minister Narasimha Rao, he had some courage. He could take some things. And it was under the great finance minister and former Prime Minister Shri Manmohan Singh Ji, who's an ace economist. I think I remember clearly we had money left to import 3 weeks of petroleum. That is all the money we had left. And we had already pledged a lot of gold, sent a lot of gold to the Europe and got loans against it. So you are right in a way, we did not have options. We had to do it. It was now or never. And it is not somebody had this vision. Yeah, but some credit goes to Prime Minister Narasimha Rao because he had the courage to do it. And I'm sure if it would be the other way around, if Manmohan Singh Ji would be the Prime Minister and Narasimha Rao would be the Finance Minister, I don't think, with due respect to Dr. Manmohan Singh Ji, he would gather the courage even to do it when you have 3 weeks of money left to import your petroleum products. It was as simple as that.
Also, viewers, I don't know if you have seen this movie, Article 370, Sumitji, but I really liked it. It's on Netflix. Those of you who are subscribing to Netflix, you can watch it. The reason I'm bringing all that up is because Article 370 is not a factual movie. It's a fictional movie. And about Manmohan Singh, about Narasimha Rao, a lot of details are revealed in this book. Can we put up the book, please? And you can buy this thing from our website, sriir.com. It actually helps us because the tremendous amount of royalties and cut that we have to give to Amazon goes away. This comes directly to our kitty and we can help you better. We can grow our business better. So this is the thing. You can buy the book from here. And this talks to you about what really happened. If you like the way Article 370 tells a story, right? The same thing all my books do. I don't have real characters, but with a little bit of effort, you can find out because the events happened the way it is described in the book. The names may be different, but the events did happen. This is a genre called Romana Clef, R-O-M-A-N-A-C-L-E-F. Don't ask me why C-L-E-F is Clef, but it's a Latin phrase. Essentially, what it is it's a fiction, but it revolves around events that actually took place. So that way, people 10, 20, 30 years down the road can read my money series of books to understand what India went through from 1991 all the way up to 2024 or 2023. This is 2023 book. So you get an idea of what really went through, how India passed through one challenge after the other, and what exactly happened. How did money become so cheap to print? And all the other shenanigans that the UPA did. Oh my God. You know, it's not, there's still so much that needs to be told. Anyway, it'll come in the due course of time. I just wanted to tell you guys, if you want to know the real truth, you should buy that book. You can't get this in 240 characters. Sorry, guys. There is much more to it than that. Mr. Barani wants to know, does linking your Aadhaar card to voter vis-a-vis illegals? Recently in TN, two people got Indian passport. If they can get an original passport with fake documents, what is the use? You know, we touched upon this at length on the show with Sriram Seshadri. It aired at 9 a.m. today. Do go back and watch that. And a lot of things, very detailed, they have talked about this. Sumiji, if you want to add to that.
You see, you know, honestly, Aadhaar database is biometric. It's not only naam pata. When you link the voter card with it, there are a lot, when you look at big data and Hadoop, in the back end, there are a lot of things which are linked to that. And when it is driven by the AI, it becomes very easy to find those anomalies. It becomes very easy to find those mismatches, which manually are impossible to find. So it's not when we look at, you know, for example, one case, we might say it doesn't have to serve the purpose. But when I collate millions and billions of data points, the anomalies or these, what you call as these emissions or omissions, which are because they are fake, will somehow get reflected because there's an AI who sits on it and is constantly trying to puncture the model. That is my limited take on it.
Next question, please. Let's wrap up because already over 1 hour. Thought Provocator, thank you so much. Anna Hazare was fooled by Anna Karode, AK420.
Are Anna Karode is great.
Next one. Shankar VK wants to know, if BJP gains a 370 mandate this time, will this signal the end of regional parties in the north, east and western Indian states like Samajwadi Party, Rashtri Janata Dal, NCP, TMC?
These parties will come into an existential crisis because people will only see them as options, even they survive at the state level, but not at the national level. That is what the mandate then clearly reflects. Because honestly, if you ask me to give a vote to Akhilesh Babu, what is Akhilesh Babu going to make a difference? And how is Tejaswi Yadav going to help me to protect me from China and Pakistan? What is his role? Why should I vote for a Tejaswi's party? I should vote for a Modi or a Rahul Gandhi, right? There are only two options, for example. And obviously, if you compare the two, there's no option. There's only one option, that is Prime Minister Modi. So people are started thinking like that. It is not about my gali, kocha, mohalla. It is not about the clean. It's not a municipality election. In municipality elections, these issues will matter. But increasingly, people know where they have to vote, sir. And this will be a very, very strong signal to them. And you know, their Mamata Didi always say, bahar wala, under insiders, outsiders, insider, outsider. You know, DMK says anti-Brahman, alien, Dravidian. These all people live with the fringes. They have divided the Hindu society, and all these fissures and fractures, they have made their hutments, and they live and thrive out of those hutments only. Sorry, I'm not trying to draw a comparison. Just to give an example, when you have a wound, a pestering wound, when you have pus oozing out of that, what you know for sure is there's a lot of bacteria were surviving by that. I think that explains the kind of a scenario where things in that. If there is no pus, there is no bacteria.
Magnet Ranga says, opposition playing to defeat Modiji and not batting for Bharat. Your say.
Opposition, sir, I say it in Hindi. You know, we always used to say ke Modi virodh karte karte kab desh ka virodh karte ho pata nahi lagta. By on the process of opposing Modi, when do you support, when do you start crossing the red line and start opposing the country, you have lost the sense of it. That is what this opposition is doing. They're just opposed. You know, this concept of holding to power and siphoning money, siphoning wealth, making my great grandson also a neta, that is gone. You have to wake up and smell coffee. That is gone. Your great grandson is not going to become a neta even there is no guarantee about your son. Forget the great grandson. Because people like Mr. Devegowda thought your great grandson, even after that, or even if Modiji was not there today, Umar Abdullah's sons will be the new future leaders of ours, right? The future leaders of the Kashmir will be the sons of Umar Abdullah. It's thanks to Prime Minister Modi, nobody knows their names. And even nobody names this Rehan Rajiv, Rajiv Gandhi, Rehan Rajiv Vadra, Priyanka Gandhi's, and she has put Rajiv Gandhi into the name. It was Rehan Vadra, she has put Rehan Rajiv Gandhi Vadra, or Rajiv Vadra, something like that. So, you know, if these people think that these things are going still to happen, no. And remember, friends, there's a call of law of diminishing returns. What Pandit Nehru had, it went to Indira. After that, something passed to Rajiv. After that, Sonia, then Rahul, then Priyanka's children, the law of diminishing returns kicks in. It's an economic concept. You won't have that aura going on. They've already reaped benefits for 2-3 generations because there was no media coverage. People were not having access to smartphones. There was no internet. You could manage a few media outlets and befool the people. Now people know what they want. People of India are very smart. They know what they want and you can't befool people. That is the message just to go loud and clear. Your brand of politics, Dravidian, non-Dravidian, Aryan, anti-Brahman, you can't run a state, God damn it, based on that. Why don't you get it in your head? It can't run a state. Gone are those days. You can't. Simply, you can't.
Thank you so much, Sumitji. And viewers, please like, share and subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to click on the bell button for notifications. Namaskar.
Sir, on that note, like, share and subscribe. Share it on your WhatsApp groups because we want more and more likes. And anybody who has not liked, kindly like the video. Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Vande Mataram and Hara 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 Mahadev.